Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Dr. John Diamond. This is the show America Unhinged, where we are fervently patriotic and unapologetically Christian. If you are watching us live, then you are watching us on Brighteon TV. It is June 8th, 2023. My show is also carried over on Conservative Television of America later on in the day. So we would ask you to continue to support Brighteon TV. Share that with as many people as you can. More and more people are getting canceled from YouTube and from Facebook and all these other things. So we have Mike Adams has provided us a very, very safe, free speech, reliable platform that we can all use to our benefit and help Mike Adams with his mission to save humanity. So join me at AmericaUnhingedRadio.com. At the very least, please download my free ebook there, An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice. You can also listen to it with the audio book. So we got a great show for you today, and we'll be right back after this break.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package, emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build a quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer? Is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Welcome back to America Unhinged on Brighteon TV. I would encourage you to please go over to Brighteon Store, brighteonstore.com. And Mike Adams has a lot of great products that we need to help support so that he has the capital to continue giving us this free speech platform. If you use the product code Dr. John, you'll not only get a discount, but you'll help me at the same time. So we'd appreciate you going there to brighteonstore.com. Also, Dr. Alan Keyes is available for speaking engagements. Been on the phone all morning with some people about getting Dr. Keyes on the road. So imtv.us, if you want to go through that, would be the best way to book him. And we'll see about getting Dr. Keyes out there with his new book this summer. We do have an event that I want to tell you about. It's called Get Patriotized. It's going to be happening on Flag Day, which will be next Wednesday. You can go to getpatriotized.com, and it's going to be free. It's going to be a whole day of patriots that are going to really try to revive the spirit of patriotism. I believe Steve Bannon will be there. General Flynn will be there. I'll be actually kicking it off on my show next Wednesday. So we'll have an hour to kick the whole thing off. And then I believe it'll go over to Rumble or some other platform after that. But you can go to getpatriotized.com and follow that event from there. Let me go ahead and start with my scripture verse today. And we're just going to read one verse from Philippians, which is really one of the most important verses out there, because it gives us a lot of guidance on what we're supposed to be kind of taking into our mind. But it says this in Philippians: "Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue or anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things." And these are the things that we really need to focus on. I mean, whatever we do, whether we're watching TV, whether we're watching movies, or whether we're creating content, this really needs to be the base guideline for what we look at, what we watch, what we create, what we talk about. And it really does helps us give the victory. That way our minds do not get polluted with things that should not be in there. And one of the things that, you know, if you watch this show, that we're really into is entertainment and the entertainment industry, whether it's films or documentaries, helping a lot of good Christian and patriotic forces out there get their books and their movies and their documentaries promoted. And yesterday I had Jason Farley from Lore TV on, and I said, that's what we're kind of missing. We're missing a show that'll just basically be a show about good documentaries, good movies, things of that nature. Well, coincidentally, our guest today is doing just that. So this morning we have Doug Haas and Sherry Clark with us this morning. Welcome.
Hi, John. Thanks for having us.
Good to see you, Dr. John Diamond.
Absolutely. I love what you guys are doing. Let's kick it off with you, Sherry. You guys are looking to do a show 10 trending entertainment news. Tell us about, you know, the vision you have for that show.
Well, you know, Doug and I both entertainment, you know, like we love entertainment. He's been in it for a really long time, and I'll let him tell his story. But we have this idea of putting out, telling people about what's trending in entertainment, whether it be movies, TV, whether it be music, sports, and books. And I was about to say books, and that's my thing. But so we're going to kind of like tell people what's going on. People love entertainment. People need entertainment. It kind of like, you know, calms them down. So we're going to be working on that, and we're going to be interviewing one guest in each show, followed, and they're going to give a trending topic, and then we're going to follow with 9 more topics.
About your background and how you got to this space today.
My background, well, I have a publishing company, and I've been in the book industry since about 2005, and all about books. And it's just a company that's just grown over the years. You know, I just started off as an editor, just a freelance editor, and then one thing led to another, and doors were open. So here I am right now with a publishing company. And I met Doug because I have a television show called Ignite Success, and Doug was a guest on my show. And we just really hit it off. We had a lot in common. And so we just took it from there. And like, we need to do this show together because we have the same passion. We have the same mind frame. We have the same principles. So we knew we'd be able to work really good together and share what's a passion of ours.
And that's great. And I find that there's a chemistry there. You know, two people just kind of work real good off of one another. Yeah. And that just doesn't even need to be spoken. You know it as soon as you kind of get off the phone or get off the show. Yeah. I've many, many such relationships as that kinship and that kindred spirit. Doug, I heard you have a very extensive background. So just tell us about your background.
Well, obviously, you can tell, Dr. John, that I'm the old dog in the group here. But after 50 years being in the music and entertainment business and having my own company, Haasline Entertainment, Sherry's right. We met on her show, and I was talking about some recent projects that I've been doing. And the chemistry was so strong. You know, the Lord works in mysterious ways, right? And we just ignited success, as Sherry's show is. And we decided to get into this fun podcast, video cast business with 10 Entertainment and or 10 USA. 50 years in the music business, started out, I'm a Berkeley graduate of from the jazz school up in Boston. Played with Tommy Dorsey and Bob Hope. Moved into the Drifters and the Pointer Sisters, and ended up supporting the Monkees when they got older and didn't want to play and just wanted to sing. So did that for many, many years. And then I got into the film business with movies like Rat Race and Daredevil, Any Given Sunday, the late Jim Brown, who just passed away. I was a coach with him in the movie Any Given Sunday. And then, like most of us old dogs out there, I got into the business side of entertainment. I was director of marketing for 20 years with Kraft Foods. And that led me into my own business of bringing entertainment alive out at retail, out in the marketplace. And then, as Sherry said, we just connected. You know, I know you read a verse, but one of Hostline Entertainment's favorite verses is Ezekiel 33:11, which says, "I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn from their wicked ways and live." And entertainment is a thriving thing that God created, and it's used to bring shalom, peace, and joy, and glory to His name. And I think that that's basically what Sherry and I connected on. We're going to cover all entertainment. We want to bring those that don't know, you know, what freedom is, what the freedom is that we all enjoy. So we're not going to shun you know, any particular form of entertainment. As Sherry said, we're going to cover movies and TV, sports, books, and we're just going to give the best of the best each week so that our viewers and hopefully your viewers will come over and watch us, and they can make their own minds up. And you know, stay strong to our beliefs and what we believe in, and report factually.
Yeah, and the thing that I'm learning, and I think it's really a good thing, is we know that all these big corporations have all been taken over, everything from Amazon Prime to Hollywood to Netflix to Disney, and we're really running into a situation right now. I mean, some of you guys have come out of this, you know, long ago, and you're not new to this, but I'm finding and talking to a lot of people right now, it's like, look, I just can't work for this company anymore. I can't work with this agenda anymore. And we have a lot of people that are starting to come out of that. You know, it says in Revelation, come out of her, my people, lest you partake of her sins and her judgments. And I think a lot of people are really being conflicted in their conscience right now. I see on the horizon a very, very strong media takeover on our part, where people, these talented people, screenwriters for Disney, illustrators for, you know, these people come out of this and we form our own companies, form our own studios. And that's where you guys are going to come in, you know, in a big way from that marketing promotional standpoint, because those, just like I do, you know, I promote people's movies. I promote people's books. I do, you know, that from more of a Larry King type of stuff. You guys are going to come at it more in, I guess, the Siskel and Ebert. I really used to love Siskel and Ebert back in the day. But, I mean, I'd watch it, and that's how I'd learn about movies. And they'd give reviews and different things. So you guys have a very, very unique vision that I'm looking forward to supporting.
Well, thank you.
There's definitely a revival coming behind what you're saying.
Yeah.
Well, good. Now, Sherry, tell us a little bit about the program. Have you done any of the programs yet that people can look at? Is this something you're getting ready to launch? Tell the viewers about your vision and how you plan on taking this forward.
Well, we are right now, our goal is to launch in July. So we're putting all the pieces together. We're trying to, you know, be very methodical about it, make sure we have all our ducks in a row, and as we move forward, so that when we do launch, we're like, you know, all systems go here. So, you know, that's our vision, and then we're going to do it weekly, you know, to start with and see how that goes. And my goodness, we just plan on having fun. We just you know, Doug and I are about all about fun. And that's another big thing we have. And so we're just going to take it and, you know, educate. I mean, as an author and as a writer, the best way for me to get a point across is through a story or through right. some kind of fun, because people are going to walk out and they're going like, oh my gosh, I remember that one. So that's our plan. We're just going to, you know, exude fun and let it be contagious, because fun is contagious, and let people just have a good time. Just get away for a little bit and have a good time and find out what's out there and what they can partake in.
You know, yeah. Dr. John, one of the things that we're hoping the show will enhance people's lives. And, you know, there's a lot of older people out there with a lot of wisdom, a lot of stories to share to our young people, whether it's faith, whether it's principles, whether it's the freedom we enjoy. And entertainment is a way to do that. And there's a lot of older people that have enjoyed picking up an instrument, writing and journaling, and there's life story. And we're going to try to bring stories that are not only out in the theater, but guests on that enhance that for people to bring entertainment, not only to the, to go into the theater or watching it on TV, but bring it to the pavement of their lives.
Yeah, and you bring a valuable kind of resource to the table, because, you know, we talked about in the pre-show, you know, anytime the left wants to promote a movie, you know, and I don't even watch late night TV anymore, so I'm going to date myself by saying David Letterman, but, David Letterman would get Tom Cruise on and, hey, tell us about this movie, and they would do the circuit of all the talk shows and the Good Morning Americas, and they're not going to promote anything that I create. They're not going to promote anything that I favor, but all this kind of left-wing, you know, secular or even worse, you know, type of material, they have no problem getting them on Larry King Live, have no problem getting them on, you know, Good Morning America and David Letterman and all these other kind of left-wing woke sites, because they work together. I'm going to just be honest with you, and you know this, they seem to work together a whole lot better than it seems like the people on our side does. And what God is putting together is what I call strategic partnerships. You know, you've got your thing, I've got my thing, this guy's got his thing, and all of us are now willing to work together, realizing that, hey, you've got this and I need this and I've got this and you, I mean, vice versa. It really is encouraging to see the people that really want to work and play well together, which is something we haven't had, you know, with a lot of Christian ministries in the past.
Yeah, absolutely. It's everybody's a piece of the puzzle. And if we can just, you know, realize that we have different paths, we have different talents that God's given us, and they somehow can mesh together, I think we'll make a beautiful masterpiece.
Yeah, and that's a perfect illustration. I love that kind of mosaic thought that, yes. You know, everybody, again, I'm a theologian, so I go to the body of Christ. Not everybody's an ear, not everybody's a hand, not everybody's a mouth. And we've had too many people try to operate independent of one another and not understand the power of unity, not understand the power of putting that stuff together. So now, Doug, do you guys have a studio, or are you just going to kind of operate from your homes? What's your thoughts for the show?
Yeah, we're going to operate from our home base for now, and keep it kind of grassroots. You know, I think Sherry and I like that, as we've done kind of the professional thing in studio with her show. And we want to kind of make this a little more cozier for our audience. We may change that, you know, life has changed. As we grow and as we kind of maneuver through our content, we'll do different things. But I think the important thing is right now we don't have a page for you to go to, but you can find Sherry and I on Facebook. I know I'm on YouTube. You can go to her Ignite Success. I'll let her tell you about that and where to find us. But you can start to like us or click and be friends, and we'll get you all the information as the show, comes to life in July.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we look forward to. I wanted to get you kind of front and center in front of my audience just to let people know, you know, what's pending, because I don't think we do it. You know, they do that in Hollywood, right? There's a thing on TV called Nothing But Trailers, and they're advertising movies that are not even going to come out till next year. So to advertise it and get people, you know, wet the whistle a little bit for, hey, this looks like a pretty good program. I want to keep my eye on for it. But when you, when you launch, the great thing about what you said there, Doug, is, I mean, typically, people went to the old studio style where you had to build a studio and pay money for the studio and pay, you know, a lot of overhead. But with technology today, I mean, even ESPN is doing about a lot of what we're doing right now. Even ESPN, this billion-dollar outfit, they bring a lot of their people in through Skype and through this. So they've really, you know, been able to do this very easily. We can easily model that. I mean, it's very easy to do. Don't you agree, Sherry?
I totally agree. I mean, today, it's just open. Everybody can get on online and do a show or whatever and stream online. But yeah, we're in that place. You know, right now it's very, very doable.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, there are so many things that pop up now. I mean, but again, free speech platforms is really where you need to be. I work with the John Birch Society. They just had their new American channel completely canceled from YouTube, you know, and I mean, I've had several channels canceled from YouTube. So, I mean, when you lose that, you lose your content. They're not saying, hey, here's the 3,000 videos that you uploaded. They're gone and they're gone forever. And if you don't have them backed up or saved somewhere, that's the great thing about Brighteon and Brighteon TV is Brighteon's free speech and it's going to be there, Brighteon TV. You know, there's a lot of costs and a lot of fees involved with that. But yeah, there's a lot of good platforms rising up. And I'm really appreciative of the fact that you guys are using that technology. So, Doug, you said right now you just want to do a once-a-week show. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, we're going to do once a week. Obviously, there's plenty of content each week, as we know, in the entertainment business. But we'll focus and do our homework and make sure that we bring the best of the best. If there's anything beyond, I know we want to keep it at 10 to match our 10 USA. But ultimately, if there's something exciting going on out there that we need to add, I'm sure that we won't miss a beat on that. But, you know, again, I think the idea that we give, I talk to a lot of people every day and I say, have you seen this? Have you seen that? And they're going, oh, my gosh, I'm so behind on all this content. There's so many podcasts as we've been talking about. There's so many ways of us getting all of this information, even the Lord's work, even his word. You know, there's so many ways that we can watch, different ministers out there deliver God's word. So we're going to try to, you know, make that easier for people, you know, in the entertainment industry and for the viewers out there. So once a week to start off with. And if we start to see this thrive in a way that we feel like we need to go on once a day, we'll do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, doing a once-a-day show does require a lot of work, and it really requires a lot of research. Just to sit down and talk like we're talking is not real. You know as well as I do, both of you. That's not the challenge. The challenge is to doing the research, finding the news stories, finding the guests, doing the vetting, doing the research. I mean, there's, you know, there's 8 hours of work that goes into sitting here talking for, you know, 30 minutes, and I don't think people kind of understand that when they launch is the amount of work it does take every day to put something together.
Yeah, I think the other thing that we're going to hopefully do is, particularly in our segment with our live guests, you know, there's so many great people out there that, like you giving us this opportunity, that don't get the opportunity to come on and share what their vision is and what their excitement is out there. And we're gonna have some interesting things that people might not even know about. For instance, yes. You know, I do the marketing for the U.S. Open of Cricket down in South Florida. So we'll probably bring the commissioner on there. But I doubt if many people in the United States know that we even have a U.S. Open of Cricket. So think about that as it goes across music, as it goes across film. We want those independent artists out there to reach out to us so that we can get them on our show. And share something new and a new vision for where, you know, entertainment content is going.
Yeah, and that's, and again, Sherry, that's the mutually beneficial thing about it is because I need people for my show and there are people that need promotion. There's people that need airtime. And again, that's that strategic partnership that, you know, you're helping me out by giving me a good show and stuff to talk about. I'm helping you out by giving you a platform. It really is going to take that type of strategic partnerships to go forward here in the future. And the people that understand how much we need one another, and this isn't, we're not just going to stay in our little silo. So Sherry, we got about a minute left. Can you tell the people where to find you guys?
Okay, well, you can find Doug at HaasEntertainment.com. And he also has an IMBD page. I'm going to let him give you that information.
Okay.
And you can find me at StorehouseMediaGroup.com. I'm also on Facebook, StorehouseMediaGroup.com. I also, have a personal page. But StorehouseMedia.com on Facebook. You can find me on LinkedIn. I'm the Sherry Price Clark. And Doug, I will let them give you. Yeah, I'll let you give them your information. Seth, I think you know better.
Real quick, just IMDb. You just look up Douglas Haas, and my website is HaasLineEnt.com.
All right, guys. Hey, I appreciate having you on. I look forward to kind of a long-running partnership here with you, helping one another get guests and helping one another get content. You guys do a great job. We'll see you next time. All right, God bless. Everybody else, we'll be right back after this break.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today. In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
I'm Kimberly, Iowa Mama Bear, and I want to tell you guys, you kids, get out there, get up, get out, and get loud. You can find me on iowamamabears.com, and we want the truth to be told right here on Brighteon TV.
At the Brighteon store, we offer a variety of colloidal silver solutions that we make in Texas using Texas rainwater and specialized circuitry that I personally designed to produce silver ions in purified rainwater. We have a colloidal silver extra strength spray, a silver-based first aid gel, as well as a colloidal silver herbal mouthwash solution that people just rave about. Each one of these is subjected to our rigorous laboratory testing for metals, glyphosate, and microbiology in order to ensure product purity and safety for your health. We manufacture our own silver products right in the heart of Texas and deliver them to you using our own warehousing and fulfillment infrastructure that we built to serve real America. All of us here at Brighteon thank you for your support. Shop our silver products at brighteonstore.com.
Love Brighteon TV. I'm so thankful to Mike Adams and his team for creating this censorship-free platform and giving us all a voice. So thanks so much, Mike. Thanks so much, Brighteon, for all you do. God bless.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency. Which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Brighteon is where it's at if you respect medical freedom and freedom of speech. I love Brighteon.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
All right, parents, listen up. We've all seen the countless examples of how radical leftists have been destroying American schools. It's no longer just about the terrible math and reading levels. Now radical left teachers birthed from liberal universities are forcing gender indoctrination in kindergarten. They're teaching lessons on white guilt.
Freedom Project Academy has perfected live online learning over the course of a decade. I get a ton of great feedback about this program, a ton.
They're built on Judeo-Christian values, a classical curriculum. What does that mean? It means they're taught, your children are taught the way that the founding generations of the country. My own son, Noah, did Freedom Project Academy for several years when he was younger.
The more we tell our friends about these things, the more people will get on board. And I believe that we can be the catalyst to some real change.
We must save the West. Our way of life and our culture is under attack. And because of patriots like you and your project, I have optimism for the future.
Communism comes knocking at the door. It says, "Hi, I'm here to liberate you from oppression." It promises a paradise on earth. But the actual fruits of communism are impoverishment, enslavement, and death.
And so what they had to do is they had to rework Marxism, they saw that in the West, that there was this moral bulwark around society that was preventing communism from taking hold. So they're like, we need to go into education, the legal system, into the churches, into the media, and to the family, and rot these institutions from within. That process, that was over a century ago. We see the evidence all around us.
It was created by communists for communist purposes. The ultimate objective was to destroy Christianity. Those are his words.
No, no, no! Not God bless America! God damn America!
Take back our culture in America, what will be our fate? How much longer do we have?
Welcome back to America Unhinged. We've had some technical difficulties with our second guest, so we're gonna take this time to announce really kind of the launch of our nationwide Appeal to Heaven efforts. I've been working with a lot of people behind the scenes, including groups like Intercessors for America, and we wanna take our Appeal to Heaven to every 50 state capitals. If you understand what's happening in this nation, it's because Psalms 2. The government has rebelled against God. And this has happened throughout world history. It happened when they killed Christ, the government basically saying we will not have this man rule over us. And that's where we're at today. And that's the conflict that we have coming upon us, is that conflict where you have one group that wants to live according to the ways and the conditions and the laws of God, and you have those who absolutely reject that. So that the light and darkness cannot have fellowship together. So it's the rubber's going to hit the road at some point. But we have one way to do that, and that's called the Appeal to Heaven movement. Now, I just spoke at an event out in Virginia with Donica Hudson and Glenn Beck and David Barton and Michelle Bachman, who's now the Dean of Regent University's School of Government. And I spoke out there, and I only gave a 10-minute speech, but it was very warmly received. So I want to go ahead and play my 10-minute speech for you now, please.
What a privilege it is to be here with all of you here today. Back in 2006, a little brief outline of my story. I served in the United States Air Force back during the Cold War, so I was trained to recognize communism. Gave my life to Christ at 27, went into Bible college and seminary for 15 years, became a theologian, and really kind of merged those two trainings together, I guess you could say. In 2006, I wrote a book called Fighting the Next American Revolution, because my particular area of study was 1760 to 1776, and I realized that we were living in the exact same tyranny that our founding fathers were in the years leading up to the revolution. So I wrote the book. In it, I said America is no longer America. America is now an atheistic, communistic, totalitarian police state wrapped in an American flag as a facade. And everybody just poo-pooed that. Oh, we're in America. This is the freest nation in the world. Yeah, then COVID hit, and we realized how free we were not. 2012, I wrote a book called An Appeal to Heaven, A Cry for Divine Justice, which is the theological answer for, so this is what's wrong, and this is who did it, and this is how we take them down. And this is called the Appeal to Heaven. This has been used throughout history, from Israel to the founding fathers. And I actually have a prayer that I'll end in. It's in the book. The biggest problem that we have, kind of as Bill Cook has said, is the churches and the pastors, because the churches and the seminaries teach basically that heaven is simply a sanctuary. All right, and that's why we come together on Sunday morning and we worship for 45 minutes and we go out and we do nothing to change the world. Heaven is much more than a sanctuary. It's actually a seat of government. All right. And when you understand government, think of your state capital. You have an executive branch, legislative, and judicial branch. All governments have those three branches. Think of the federal government, right? You have the president, Congress, and the United States Supreme Court. All right. Heaven is not just a sanctuary. It is far above that, a seat of government. Isaiah 33:22 says that the Lord is the king, the lawgiver, and the judge. He's the chief executive, chief lawgiver, and the chief justice of the Supreme Court of heaven. And because we have lost sight of that, we do not approach heaven with our prayers other than just worship. Oh, it's a sanctuary. We're just coming to worship. All right. A judge cannot do anything until people appeal to him. He can see all the injustice in the world, but if nobody comes and petitions him and says, please overcome this injustice, there's absolutely nothing that he can do. The biggest mistake that all nations have made before us is rejecting the sovereignty and rulership of God or Christ over the nation. All right, think of what Bill Federer said there when the Hebrew Republic was created and it was perfect, and then they said, hey, we want a king. And what did he tell the prophet? They haven't rejected you. They've rejected me as king so that I should not rule over them. And then when this same Lord of heaven came to earth in the flesh through the blessed womb of the Virgin Mary and he rose to prominence, what is it the children of Israel again said? We will not have this man rule over us, for we only have one king and his name is Caesar. That has led to the downfall of every nation that has ever existed throughout the history of mankind, rejecting the rulership of Christ over every other seat of government. He is the King of Kings. He's not the King of Pastors. He's not the Lord of Deacons. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Supreme Court Justice of all Supreme Court Justices. When my book came out in 2012, I really used it a lot to minister to the pro-life organizations, and I asked them, and I said, why do we have Roe v. Wade? And they said, because of the Supreme Court. And I said, why didn't we appeal it? And they just looked at me like, where are we going to appeal it to? Well, if you only think heaven's a sanctuary and you're not going to see it as a courtroom, then all you're going to do is just come to him for worship, right? I'm not going to take a lawsuit and file it in my church, right? But when you understand, according to Daniel 4, the court was seated, right? Then you understand that we can actually, our prayers are petitions. When you don't get a good ruling at a lower level, you can appeal to the higher level. And we still have one place that we can appeal to, and that is the Supreme Court of heaven. So the children of Israel, when they were being enslaved by their government, what did they do? They appealed to heaven, right? God said, I've heard their prayer. I've ruled in their favor. Now, Moses, go in there with a cease and desist order and said, let my people go. And if he doesn't, he's going to be held in contempt of court. Well, we know what happened with Pharaoh, right? He was held in contempt of court. All right, our founding fathers understood that. Right, because they had the Declaration of Independence, and we're hoping to follow this up with another event with the Declaration of Independence, but that was a petition before the Supreme Court of Heaven. They listed the 27 crimes, constitutional and divine crimes, that the king and the parliament and the judges of England were committing, all right, 27 crimes, and they took it into their Continental Congress, they took it into their state houses, and they prayed over that document, and they filed the petition in heaven. And that's why the Declaration of Independence says we're appealing to the supreme judge of the universe for the righteousness of our intentions. So my Appeal to Heaven book is really based off two scriptures. One, Jesus actually taught us how to approach the Supreme Court of Heaven. Mm-hmm. All right, that's never taught. Parable of the Persistent Widow, Luke 18, mm-hmm. and Psalms 2. And Psalms 2 is the problem. Because so when I started to pray, I was like, okay, Lord, what's the problem? I already have that. What's the solution? He said, go to Psalms 2. Let me read it to you. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? Okay, something that's not going to succeed. Listen, the kings of the earth have set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. In other words, let us create a separation of church and state. Let's remove the state from under the authority of Almighty God. And that is exactly what happened. So when the founding fathers of our faith, the apostles, were in the upper room in Acts chapter 4, and they had just killed the King of Glory, they just beat them in their Sanhedrin, and said, do not preach the name of Christ, what did they do? They went up in Acts chapter 4, and what did they quote? Psalms 2. Why do the nations rage and the heathens plot a vain thing? But now they name it, right? Both Herod and Pilate. Now they're calling them out by name. All right, so they're doing the same thing. They're taking this appeal to heaven prayer up into heaven, and they said, now give us the boldness to go forth. And they went from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the ends of the earth. From Acts chapter 4 to Acts chapter 17 years, their reputation preceded them. When they showed up in Thessalonica in Acts chapter 17, they're like, uh-oh. These men who have turned the world upside down have come here also saying there's somebody that outranked Caesar and his name is Jesus Christ. That is the message that we lost, and that's why your churches will not get involved in politics, because they just think heaven's a sanctuary and that's all we're supposed to be about. It is not, all right? The appeal to heaven prayer works every time. The principle works every time. It's twofold. One, civil disobedience, all right? If they don't have the authority to command it, we're not doing it. Right? Hebrew midwives told Pharaoh to go pound salt. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego told Nebuchadnezzar to go jump in a lake. Daniel said, I'm not going to stop praying. Throw me in a lion's den. Mordecai said, I'm not bowing down to Haman. Right? The apostles said when they were beaten in their government not to preach the name of Christ, they said we must obey God rather than man. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Call it civil disobedience. Call it divine obedience. It's the exact same thing. When your government is rebelled against God, you are commanded to obey God over man. Yeah. All right? And you know what they're going to call that? Sedition. Okay? The early church, friends, was not killed because they were running around saying Jesus loves you and died for your sins. They were running around saying we don't have to obey Caesar because there's a king that outranks Caesar. They were going from city to city saying infanticide, unlawful. Yeah. Right? I mean, they were going around and they were going to the gates of the city, and if it violated the supreme law of God, they were telling everybody, we don't need to obey Caesar, we need to obey God. See, the world was already upside down. They were just trying to turn it right side up, yes. Right? But from their perspective, they're like, these guys are turning the world upside down. No, they're just restoring a nation under its covenant relationship. So, as a theologian, I did a lot of prayer. I don't have time to go into imprecatory prayer. There are 25 imprecatory psalms. There are a lot of things that we're told to pray, prayers that we are given when we find ourselves enslaved, right? When we find ourselves enslaved by a antichrist government that has rejected God according to Psalms 2. And I put the appeal to heaven prayer in my book, and I'm going to close this whole ceremony with it. Everything in here either comes from Jesus' parable of the persistent widow, where he tells us how to appeal to the Supreme Court of Heaven, what the apostles prayed in the upper room in Acts chapter 4, or some of the things King David said when he was faced with evil, when he was faced with evil people harming innocent people, like we have today with abortion, child trafficking, and all these other things. These are innocent people being destroyed by wicked people. So that's why King David had 25 imprecatory psalms. I'm going to read this prayer. And again, remember, every last word of this is scripture. Vindicate us, O Lord, and please plead our cause against an ungodly nation. Get justice for us from our adversaries. That's what Jesus told us to pray. Deliver us from deceitful and unjust men. Cause them to fall in the pit that they have dug for the righteous. Grant to your servants that we may speak your word in all boldness. Give us the nations as our inheritance and the ends of the world as our possessions. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you.
Now, when I finished that and I went out into the hallway, Michelle Bachman, who's now the dean of government at Regent University, stopped me and she said, I have never heard it explained like that. And again, you know, if you're not dealing with it from a theological perspective, you're just dealing with it from a constitutional or a government perspective, then you're not going to get that. Our founding fathers were kind of theologians before they were statesmen, before they were political leaders. Everything they did before the Declaration was written, before the Constitution was written, they had to get these ideas and these concepts from somewhere, and they got those from Scripture. So that's the kind of perspective that I brought to the table through my book and through that speech. Michelle Bachmann went to the United Nations, and I just see an article from Intercessors for America. You can go to Intercessors for America and read that. Michelle Bachmann, she stopped me. She said, we're going to take that Appeal to Heaven book, and we're going to the UN next week. It's already passed. And we're going to pray those imprecatory prayers. We're going to pray that Appeal to Heaven over the United Nations, because they are trying to enslave the world with Klaus Schwab and World Economic Forum. I hope you've seen Plandemic 3. If you haven't, please look it up. Plandemic 3 is an absolutely awesome documentary. I just watched it last night. But they're wanting to enslave and kill much of the population of the earth. And, you know, you can believe it or not believe it, but that's exactly what we find happening. So she went there and she took the Appeal to Heaven book, and they prayed the imprecatory prayers over the United Nations. Our plan that we're working on, hopefully coming up this summer, our plan is to get teams, prayer teams, intercessors teams, in every 50 state capitals, and have one day that we have an Appeal to Heaven Day, an Appeal to Heaven event, where we pray those imprecatory prayers. We will remind our government leaders, just as the early church did, that you're not God. All right. That's the biggest satanic deception out there, is when people think they're God. Satan thought he was God. Pharaoh thought he was God. You know, the Caesars thought they were God. Nebuchadnezzar thought they were God. It's our job, as people of faith who understand who the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is, we're the ones that are supposed to correct that. And that's what happened with Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar got corrected, right? He went out in the field and ate grass for 7 years. But when he came back, he's like, hey, my bad. There's a king that rules heaven and earth, and he does what he wants when he wants. So be praying about that. We'll be coming up with some more information on that. And hopefully we'll be able to get a lot of prayer teams at a lot of different places to be able to pull this thing off. So that's how we're going to take the enemy down, is with an appeal to heaven. We have a guest host on tomorrow, and I will see everybody else next week. God bless.